You're listening to SBS News.
Rhiann Miller had always known tech was the way of the future. But as an Indigenous Australian woman, it was difficult to see how she could be part of it.
It was definitely the unknown. I didn't know anyone involved in tech. I don't think I had any kind of tech or computer literacy.
But that has all changed. In 2014, Rhiann was a student. Now, she's a CEO. She heads up programs across six countries for AIM, Australian Indigenous Mentoring Experience. And through education and training courses like AIM's Imagination, Rhiann is now helping other First Nations people take on the world of technology.
You know, I hope to look back and know that I've been a great example of what Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander kids can achieve. And I know that, you know, with 60,000 years of genius and imagination in our heart and minds, that kids don't need to be defined through a lens of disadvantage. And yeah, I want other kids like me to know that we do have the freedom to write the next chapter in the story, and that our potential is unlimited.
The barriers can be cultural, educational, even geographical. According to an Australian Education Union report in 2020, 21% of First Nations students had no internet access, compared with only 5% of all public school students. In some remote communities, two-thirds have used a computer before, but a third have never been online. But the private sector is stepping up to close this gap. Revolent Group, Salesforce and PIC have created the Indigenous Academy, a 12-month program focused on training and mentorship for First Nations school leavers. Director of Revolent Group, Kyle O'Brien, says there is a significant underrepresentation of Indigenous people across the tech industry.
You know, for many Indigenous Australians, they're simply not exposed to tech, particularly as an obtainable career option for them to consider. And the fact that there, I guess, is clearly a lack of tech role models that are out there for young Indigenous people who are looking to enter into these kinds of careers.
Gavin Brown from PIC PwC's Indigenous Consulting says there is a heavy cost of un or underemployment for Indigenous people.
Being able to reach parity with average incomes and with the same level of employment, training and so on, there are lots of opportunities there to drive GDP, reduce social services spend and then build flourishing careers. And for us, I think that's the key piece, which is how do we build culturally safe, accelerated pathways into these sort of careers of the future rather than just jobs.
As Google's billion-dollar investment in the tech industry brings in tens of thousands of jobs for Australians, Mr. O'Brien says it is crucial not to leave Indigenous talent behind.
The sheer amount of roles the tech industry is set to generate over the next 5 years at least means that in some cases the door is wide open. But I think it's on us as business leaders to ensure that we create the right initiatives, the right career pathways, and the right support structures that allow First Nations people to take full advantage of these exciting new opportunities.
Most technology firms across the country offer on-site jobs in metropolitan areas, presenting another barrier to First Nations people who want to live on country. To ensure all students can choose to remain in their own community, the Indigenous Tech Academy's classes will be held online. Applications for the Academy are open until the 10th of December, with school commencing in 2022. Brooke Young, SBS News.